The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 29th in the year of our Lord 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of Holy Week. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Berthold, considered by some historians to be the founder of the Carmelite order. He was born in Limoges, France, and proved a brilliant student at the University of Paris. Ordained a priest, Berthold joined his brother Emeric, the Latin Patriarch of Antioch in Turkey, on the Crusades. On Mount Carmel, he found a group of hermits, joined them, and established a rule. Berthold tried to reform the Christian soldiers in the region, having had a vision of Christ, and headed the Carmelites for 45 years. St. Berthold died in 1195. St. Berthold, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today is Meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Suffering and love. Pain is part of being human. Anyone who really wanted to get rid of suffering would have to get rid of love before anything else, because there can be no love without suffering, because it always demands an element of self-sacrifice, because, given temperamental differences and the drama of situations, it will always bring with it renunciation and pain. When we know that the way of love, this exodus, this going out of oneself, is the true way by which man becomes human, then we also understand that suffering is the process through which we mature. Anyone who has inwardly accepted suffering becomes more mature and more understanding of others, becomes more human. Anyone who has consistently avoided suffering does not understand other people. He becomes hard and selfish. If we say that suffering is the inner side of love, we then also understand why it is so important to learn how to suffer, and why, conversely, the avoidance of suffering renders someone unfit to cope with life. He would be left with an existential emptiness, which could then only be combined with bitterness, with rejection, and no longer with any inner acceptance or progress toward maturity.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday of Holy Week, March 29, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. We will be judged on our relationship with the poor. When Jesus says, the poor you will always have with you, he is saying, I will always be with you in the poor. I will be present there. This is at the center of the gospel, so much so that we will be judged on it. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endure temptation and suffering.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endure temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Oh, Redeemer. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since the blood of Jesus assures our entrance into the sanctuary by the new and living path he has opened up for us through the veil meaning his flesh, And since we have a great priest who is over the house of God, let us draw near in utter sincerity and absolute confidence, our hearts sprinkled clean from the evil which lay on our conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to our profession, which gives us hope, for he who made the promise deserves our trust. We must consider how to rouse each other to love and good deeds. We should not absent ourselves from the assembly as some do, but encourage one another, and this all the more because you see that the day draws near. If we sin willfully after receiving the truth, there remains for us no further sacrifice for sin, only a fearful expectation of judgment and a flaming fire to consume the adversaries of God. Anyone who rejects the law of Moses is put to death without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Do you not suppose that a much worse punishment is due the man who disdains the Son of God, thinks the covenant blood by which he was sanctified to be ordinary, and insults the Spirit of grace? We know who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and "the Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Recall the days gone by when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great contest of suffering. At times you were publicly exposed to insult and trial. At other times you associated yourselves with those who were being so dealt with. You even joined in the suffering of those who were in prison and joyfully assented to the confiscation of your goods, knowing that you had better and more permanent possessions. Do not then surrender your confidence. It will have great reward. You need patience to do God's will and receive what he has promised. For just a brief moment, and he who is to come will come. He will not delay. My just man will live by faith, and if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. We are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and live. The word of the Lord. Never lose heart if you wish to receive what God has promised.
You must have the patience to do his will.
Stand firm, and you will be saved.
You must have the patience to do his will.
From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the hope of glory and a lesson in patience. What may not the hearts of believers promise themselves as the gift of God's grace when, for their sake, God's only Son, co-eternal with the Father, was not content only to be born as a man from human stock, but even died at the hands of the men he had created. It is a great thing that we are promised by the Lord, but far greater is what has already been done for us and which we now commemorate. Where were the sinners? What were they when Christ died for them? When Christ has already given us the gift of his death, who is to doubt that he will give the saints the gift of his own life? Why does our human frailty hesitate to believe that mankind will one day live with God? Who is Christ if not the Word of God? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. He had no power of himself to die for us. He had to take from us our mortal flesh. This was the way in which, though being immortal, he was able to die. The way in which he chose to give life to mortal men. He would first share with us and then enable us to share with him. Of ourselves, we had no power to live, nor did he of himself have the power to die. Accordingly, he effected a wonderful exchange with us through mutual sharing. We gave him the power to die. He will give us the power to live. The death of the Lord, our God, should not be a cause of shame for us. Rather, it should be our greatest hope, our greatest glory. And taking upon himself the death that he found in us, he has most faithfully promised to give us life in him, such as we cannot have of ourselves. He loved us so much that, sinless himself, he suffered for us sinners the punishment we deserved for our sins. How then can he fail to give us the reward we deserve for our righteousness? For he is the source of righteousness. How can he, whose promises are true, fail to reward the saints when he bore the punishment of sinners, though without sin himself? Brethren, let us then fearlessly acknowledge and even openly proclaim that Christ was crucified for us. Let us confess it, not in fear, but in joy, not in shame, but in glory. The Apostle Paul saw Christ and extolled his claim to glory. He had many great and inspired things to say about Christ, but he did not say that he boasted in Christ's wonderful works in creating the world, since he was God with the Father, or in ruling the world, though he was also a man like us. Rather, he said, "Let me not boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." We worship your cross, O Lord. We recall your glorious passion.
Have mercy on us, for whose sake you endured so much.
You have redeemed us with your precious blood. Hear the prayer of your servants and come to our help.
Have mercy on us, for whose sake you endured so much.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that though in our weakness we fail, we may be revived through the passion of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
27 minutes past the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Israel, hear us. Return and we shall be saved. Arise, O Lord, hear our cries, O Lord, bring us back.
Save us, O Lord, carry us back. Rouse your power and come. Rescue your people.
Protect what your right hand has planted. Your vineyards are trampled, uprooted, and burned. Come to us, Father of mine.
Save Us, O Lord, the St. Louis Jesuits, 26 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday of Holy Week, March 29th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the scene is Mary, Martha, Lazarus, and the bottle of costly aromatic nard. From the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly ointment of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was to betray him, said,
"Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?"
This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it.
"Let her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me."
When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came, not only on account of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus also to death, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. I myself find it really hard to fathom that after spending 3 years with Jesus and vowing his allegiance to the Lord, Peter would do what he did. But what is important is that he repented. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. As the trial of Jesus proceeds before the Sanhedrin, the saddest event in the life of Peter takes place. The one who had left everything to follow our Lord, who had seen so many miracles worked and had received so many tokens of affection, now denies him utterly. He feels himself cornered and even swears he does not know Jesus. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the maids of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway. And the maid saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while again the bystanders said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." He denies that he knows his Lord, thereby denying the deepest meaning of his life, which is to be an apostle and witness of the life of Christ and to proclaim that Jesus is the Son of the living God. His honor, his vocation to be an apostle, all the hopes that had been placed in him by God, his past and his future, all came tumbling down. How could he possibly have said, "I know not this man"? A miracle worked by Jesus a few years before it had for him a deep and special significance. On seeing the miraculous draught of fishes, the first of them, Peter had understood everything. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished. It seems that in a flash, everything had become clear for him, the holiness of Christ and his own condition as a sinful man. Black stood in clear contrast with white, darkness with light, dirt with cleanness, sin with sanctity. In that moment, while his lips were saying that because of his sins he felt unworthy to be close to our Lord, his eyes, however, and his whole attitude were asking that he might never, ever depart from him. That was such a happy day. That was when everything really began for him. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Peter's life from that moment on would have a most marvelous purpose, that of loving Christ and being a fisher of men. Everything else would serve as a means and an instrument to that end. Yet now, out of weakness and having allowed himself to be overcome by fear and human respect, everything had collapsed. Sin, infidelity to a greater or lesser degree, always involves a denial of Christ and of that which is more noble within us, a denial of the highest ideals that Christ has sown inside us. Sin is the greatest downfall of man. This is why we need to struggle with determination, counting on grace, so that we avoid all grave sins, whether of malice, weakness, or culpable ignorance, and then all deliberate venial sin. But even from our sins, when we are unfortunate enough to commit them, we have to draw advantage, because contrition strengthens the bonds of our friendship with our Lord. Our mistakes should never discourage us, provided we act with humility. A sincere act of repentance is always the occasion of a new encounter with our Lord, from which we can derive some completely unsuspected consequences for our interior lives. If we sin, we have to come back again to our Lord as often as is necessary without getting anxious, although certainly with sorrow. Peter took an hour to fall, but in an instant he rights himself and sets about raising himself higher than he was before his fall. Heaven is full of great sinners who decided to repent. Jesus always welcomes us and rejoices to see us set out again upon the road we had abandoned, perhaps in small matters. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 19 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday of Holy Week, March 29th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus said, "My heart is nearly broken with sorrow. Stay here and keep watch with me."
Jesus said, My heart is nearly broken with sorrow. Stay here and keep watch with me.
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, "Where is your God?"
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
I will say to God, my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?"
With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, "Where is your God?"
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, "Why are you cast down, my soul?" So now that the surging waves of your indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven.
Jesus said, My heart is nearly broken with sorrow. Stay here and keep watch with me.
Now the time has come for this world to receive its sentence. Now the prince of this world will be driven out.
Now the time has come for this world to receive its sentence. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power.
As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you.
Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn.
Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Now the time has come for this world to receive its sentence.
Now the prince of this world will be driven out.
Jesus, the beginning and end of our faith, endured the cross, heedless of the shame, and is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
Jesus, the beginning and the end of our faith, endured the cross, heedless of the shame, and is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now. And will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the sun of truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hands.
Jesus, the beginning and the end of our faith, endured the cross, heedless of the shame, and is seated now at the right hand of the throne of God.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. I, like a trusting lamb led to the slaughter, had not realized that they were hatching plots against me. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause, O Lord my God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God. From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
Father, Righteous One, the world does not know you, but I know you because you are the one who sent me.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Righteous One, the world does not know you, but I know you, because you are the one who sent me.
Let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer, and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that though in our weakness we fail, we may be revived through the passion of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you again that this is a week of great spiritual opportunities, and they're all happening at your local Catholic parish. Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out now, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.